Well, good afternoon. It's Father Eli here at St. Joe's and Our Lady of Fatima. Just checking in with you. It's Tuesday, April 14th. We got an email from the diocese today extending the suspension of public masses from now until May 4th. So unfortunately, that means we got three more weekends of no public mass. And because of that, we also have to reschedule our First Communion and our confirmation. So First Communion will be, hopefully, if they don't get extended again, which I really, that would be terrible. So First Communion will be Sunday, May 17th at the 10:30 Mass. And confirmation will be Sunday, May 31st, which is Pentecost, at the 10:30 Mass. So that's the deal with those. What else can I tell you? There are various things going on. I'm trying to continue doing the daily Mass. I think I got it worked out, so we're going to stay on YouTube, so hopefully that's working for people. So hopefully that'll work better and the sound is better and so forth. But yeah, it's definitely different. I'm learning a lot about technology, but I don't like it. I don't like technology. I spent too much time today uploading or working on the website or trying to figure out YouTube. And thanks, Tim Larson, for saving me, because I don't understand all this stuff. So anyway, I'll be glad when we just get back to normal Mass and normal everyday things, where we can just celebrate Mass and then that's it. You don't have to put it on the website. You don't have to. I mean, I know it's great to be able to do it at our own leisure, but it is something where it should be a commitment to go to Mass or to pray or to go and be with our Lord. And so to kind of just fit it in around our schedule kind of has the wrong feel to me anyway. So I think as we're here in the octave of Easter, it's a special time. I hope you had a good opportunity to celebrate Easter already in these days and to participate in the Triduum services. The Triduum went really well, I thought, under the circumstances. I really enjoyed the Easter Vigil, saying Alleluia, singing Alleluia, sprinkling with holy water. Oh, that's always so much fun. I just get a kick out of that every time I get to do that. Which, by the way, it says in the Roman Missal that you can sprinkle with holy water anytime on Sundays during Easter season especially, but I think during ordinary time you could do it as well. Instead of the penitential rite, you would sprinkle. So I'm thinking about just extending that out and, maybe doing that like once a month or something, just because it's so much fun to sprinkle people with holy water. No, I'm not really thinking of that, but that would be fun. It would be fun. So, but it's not something I'm going to do. And I'm really getting tired of this beard. It's really annoying. I want to shave it off, but I'm going to persist for a little bit longer, at least anyway, because I'm trying to protest the coronavirus with it. And what else? People have been wondering, how am I doing? Am I hanging in there? Yes, I'm doing pretty good. All things considered, I'm doing pretty good. I spent the day yesterday with the priest in Brainerd and Sunday night as well. So I don't feel lonely. I don't feel lost or anything like that. I do miss seeing you, my people. I miss being at your homes and seeing you around the parish and everything. I look forward to seeing all that return at some point. It seems that it's going to be a slow return as we go back to what we think is normal. We still have to do social distancing and no touching and that sort of thing. So I don't know how long that's going to extend past the May 4th date. Hopefully not inevitably or super long after that. But yeah, we'll just have to see how that goes. I hope you're hanging in there health-wise, that everybody's doing okay, and I hope that you're not going stir crazy. I talked to somebody today who just, yeah, they're having a hard time. People are having a hard time just being away from one another, and I can understand that. So, I think that's pretty much all I got today. So, keep the prayers going. Keep doing your divine mercy. I'm trying to think if there's something we can do for Divine Mercy Sunday. I know Brainerd is going to stream the Sung Divine Mercy Chaplet at 3 o'clock on Sunday. I'm supposed to meet with my fraternity group on Sunday, so I don't know if I can do that, but I may record something ahead of time or something. I'm not sure what I can do, but Divine Mercy is coming up. It's a good thing to pray for, and I hope you're hanging in there. So God bless you. Happy Easter, and you all take care of yourselves. God bless. Conclude with these final notes of the canticle, which is sung on Sundays during the Easter season and ordinary time as well. So this is the chant that we used to do at the seminary in Rome when I was there. So I'll just sing it as a sort of meditation for this evening. Alleluia, salvation, glory, and power to our God. Alleluia, His judgments are honest and true. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, sing praise to our God, all you His servants. Alleluia. All who worship Him reverently, great and small. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia. The Lord our all-powerful God is King. Alleluia. Let us rejoice, sing praise, and give Him glory. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, the wedding feast of the Lamb has begun. Alleluia, and His bride is prepared to welcome Him. Alleluia, alleluia.